everything out.
Yep, she. But I loaded everything last night. She went in and changed everything. Because I told her all she had to do was just change the background. Because I had put everything in, yeah. In there.
She said it was something about a question about one of the, something that passed the hat in the scriptures.
Yes. Yeah.
Ability of faith. Tell her everything was in there. I typed it just like it was in there. I'm trying to push it back. She said, crazy, everything was already. She typed it in.
But I
faith that is the means by which we can achieve. Faith that is the means by which. With God to get answer to prayer.
God, I thank you. You are good. And your faithfulness, how you remain faithful, even in the midst of trials and tribulation, even when we were weary and could not understand, you were faithful. God, I thank you this morning. God, I praise you. God, I give you glory and honor for your power, for your anointing, for your presence. You are good, and you are God, and we thank you this morning, and I honor you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Can we give the Lord a round of applause right there? Amen. You are good. And I was just there reminiscing and thinking of the goodness of God and how God has protected me over the years and kept me to this place to get me to where I am. As much as I'd like to take credit for who I am and what I've done, a faith without works is dead. So I have a part to play in it. But without him, I am nothing.
Amen.
Without him, we are nothing. And I'm grateful for his goodness. I got a message this morning. I tell you, I'm encouraged because I've been asking God for a particular word and where we are as a people and what we're supposed to do. And one of the things that God said, I keep coming back to the same place. And it's the voice that he has given me and the area in which he has anointed me to speak on. And he said, I've instructed you how to live. And I said, you have? He said, yes, I've given the instructions. And he says, in my word. He said, but I need you to share that as we start this new year. We're in the third week. And he said, tell the people what my instructions say. And I said, okay, Lord, I will. And so I'm grateful to be here this morning before you. And I'm ready to go. I know we were counting or expecting snow. But I don't know about you. The word doesn't stop. The enemy hasn't stopped.
There we go.
So I'm not stopping. So I am glad to see all of you and all of you that are tuning in to us right now. We welcome you into this service, into the presence of God. And so today's message is God's instruction to us on how to live. So I want you to turn to your Bible in Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. And verse 16 and 17. The title of today's message is God Instructions on How to Live. And verse 16 goes as it says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power." Somebody say the power. "The power of God unto salvation and everyone that believeth, the Jews first, and then also the Greek." And I can't even go much further than that, but he said, listen, he said, "I am not ashamed of the gospel, the good news of Christ. It is the power." I want you to know that that word power there, at the time that this was written, it would were referred to as dunamis. And dunamis power was like dynamite. So the greatest thing it could reference its power source to was dynamite. Today, if I was to reference it today, I would reference it to nuclear power. Because there's nothing greater than that. So it's that powerful. This is the power of God. So listen to this. This is the power of God. This English word, dynamite, dunamo, is derived from the word power. Paul is writing here today, probably speaking, if it was up today, it would be of atomic power. The gospel is so powerful that it takes people all the way into heaven. Salvation. This is the past, the present, and the future. And this is what God is talking about. Paul is trying to share here about God's power. And so when I share this, and this started out, for I am, Paul is referencing, he's not ashamed, but it's unto the power of God, unto salvation, to everyone who believeth. I need to get you here because, see, I want to share with you, many of our problems are because of our exposure to so many other things we start to believe in. I'm trying to take y'all somewhere because I'm talking about the power of God. He said that that's never changing. It's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So he just said this power is so powerful. It was powerful for the past. It's powerful for the present. And it's powerful for the future. You know, there's some things that over time lose their power. But not the word of God. There's some things that they get it. If I was to measure it, at one point it was 110 volts. And then down the road, you know, a couple years later, it's only 106 because of the loss of a few of its voltages, right? But not with the power of God. It has never been diminished, the power. And so, by the way, for those that have said that God couldn't see this far, they obviously don't know God because God's power extended this far. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory to God. He said it to the power. And he said, for the ones that believe, to the Jews first, and then also to the Greeks. He said, then verse 17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed. Somebody said the righteousness of God is revealed. He said, therein it is revealed. And he goes on to say, he said, from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now I'm going to put it all in a nutshell. God called and gave us instructions on how to live. And he said that the just shall live by faith. Okay, I need you to understand this because it's in the Bible three times. And because it's in the Bible three times, I believe it's very important that he's telling us our instructions on how to live is by faith, but you must understand faith in order that you can live. So too often we misconstrue faith, and I'm going to break it down today because there's six kinds of faith. All right, but all of it has to do with the faith in God, where we want to be at. Amen. So we know that in Hebrews chapter 11, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen." Right. So we know there's some key words there. The first one is now. The second one is substance. And the third one is evidence. So now, substance, and evidence are present in the definition of what faith is. But faith has to be broken down because people have confused their faith with a whole lot of other things. Amen? And I want to tell you that it's also affected our living. And I believe that faith is the most important thing in the Bible. You should, anybody that knows me know I've been saying that. I've been saying it for years. Why? Love is the most important gift, right? Attribute of the love. God is all love. But without faith, I can't believe God's word to love. I need faith to operate in every area of my life. So I know they've come up, they've gotten ahead of me here, so they got things on the screen, but that's all right. So there's six kinds of faith that we hear. We're going to talk about it. So the first one, right? The first one that of the kind of faith, expression of faith, is doctrinal faith. So doctrinal faith is the doctrine of faith, and it's called the faith, right? So in other words, the faith in what we believe, okay? So many people, when I say that I'm a faith man, the first thing they say is he's a church man. That is not what I mean. It's okay. Okay, so they relate to doctrinal faith is that we believe. So anybody that believes in something, okay, they say, okay, that is that faith. So whether it's the faith of Christianity, is the faith of Islam, Judaism, or any, you know, those are considered faith, right? So that's a doctrinal type of thing. So I just wanted, that's one meaning, right? So it's referencing the content of Christian belief. So, and you can reference that scripture as Jude verse 3, right? Everything here I'm going to say, I can back up my scripture. But I want y'all to get this because I think this is crucial to the next move of God in your life. We got to grab hold of who we are and whose we are and what he called us to do. When you get that and believe it by faith, you can walk it out. Hello. Maps are directions to get you to where you need to be. He left us a map. The map is in his word. The word is the key to our lives. Okay, I'm tired. I want to see the people of God walking in the power of God, the blessings of God, with the authority of God. Okay, if my God is got dunamis power, which is dynamite power, which is nuclear power, why am I walking less than? Come on, you know, somebody. I'm just, so listen, I need somebody. He needs to be afraid of me. Huh? Because he understands the power that I'm operating in. Okay, this is where I'm trying to get us to as a people. Watch this. So listen, so number one, doctrinal faith. Number two, saving faith. It's trusting Christ and him alone for salvation. So we understand there is no salvation without Christ. There is no remission of sin without Christ. Okay, by the way, I love this about us as Christians. You know, there's thousands of religions out there, right? The two major religions, which has to be Christianity and Islam happened to start 600 years later, after, so I need you to understand this something. Hold it. If you started 600,000 years later, that means you wasn't there in the beginning. I don't know about you, but I can come to the conclusion that you can't be it then if you wasn't in the beginning. You got to be in the beginning and the end. You got to be the Alpha and the Omega. Yo, this ought to help people. This ought to help us. So, right? This is real. So listen. He said, listen. But both of them, saving faith, they both said in there, I can show y'all in the Bible as well as in the Quran. There's no remission of sin without the shedding of blood. Let me say that again on the group over here. There's no remission of sin without the shedding of blood. Okay? Who shed blood? According to my scripture, Jesus shed blood on Calvary. He was ordained to die, to live, to die, to live again. He came to sin for that very purpose, to fulfill the salvational scriptures, the doctrinal belief that what he said he would do and be in place so you and I can't be denied. Y'all gotta get this. I'm telling you, this is all by faith. But if you don't know it and nobody shows you and it's not there, we will think this is just by happenstance. That's not true. This happened because he said it. And he left it in place because he had an intention to save his people. He already knew. We were all created in his image at the beginning. But we all won't be there in the end. That's, I'm sorry to say it, but it happens to be the truth. So what sets it apart? It's for them that believe. So I'll share with you. This one, I need y'all to get all six of these down. But you need to be clear on each time when you talk about it, which faith. So yeah, I'm a faith man. Yes, I operate in the faith of Christianity. Oh, yes, I believe salvation. I believe that I couldn't have gotten the way I am without Christ, and had he not done, I can't do this thing by myself. And look, I'm going to get this. Did y'all hear it? When I first read it, I said, the just shall live by faith. I need you to understand something. Without salvation, you can't become just. Just is justification. And justification is I've been justified by Jesus because of what he did. He said, I'm going to make an exchange. And because of this exchange, I'm going to the cross. And going to the cross, he said, y'all remember he was beat unrecognizable. In other words, I couldn't recognize the Jesus that we knew that had been birthed, right? He was no longer, why? All of the bruises, all of the stripes, all of the destruction, everything that would be in the earth, you can't recognize it because he represented it. Oh my goodness. And he's going to go to the cross and he makes this exchange. This thing is so powerful because he does something for you and I that we couldn't do for ourselves. I'm just guilty. All I can do is plead guilty. When you plead guilty, then they pull the charges and the things based on the guilty plea. But with Jesus, somebody say, but with Jesus, there's grace involved. And he said, I'm going to make an exchange. And because I make an exchange, I'm going to now allow my grace to be extended to you. I will take the punishment for you and you and you. And he said, then, that's right, I'm going to express this great love that I've had for you from the beginning. He said, so this is how you become justified. Right? I'm just sharing something with you. Y'all got to get this down on the inside. And he said, because of that, now I freed you. Although you were guilty, no longer, I need you to trust me by faith and walk in faith so that you don't go back to where I want you out of. I got to tell y'all something. The whole Bible, if y'all see them come out of Egypt, Egypt is a type and shadow of bondage. And he said, I'm delivering you from bondage. I'm taking you out of a place. But he said, never do I expect you to go back there again. Now, I got to tell you, on the road to getting the way you need to go, there's some places that try to look like Egypt. And it'll try to act like Egypt in your life. But you got to know what they look like, so you don't get entangled again. Somebody shout hallelujah unto salvation. Listen, this, I told y'all this thing was getting you in my spirit. But let's say, God, why is faith so important? He said, tell them how it's all related. It's all intertwined. Right? Listen. So, number two was saving faith. It's trusting Christ and Him alone for salvation. I'm telling you, there's nobody else that came in the earth. There's no other religion. There's no other God. There is, you know, we got this part, right? I hear there's one God. Okay? All this, 3,000, 40,000 gods, not one God. And the God that is the one God has to be the God of all the people. And the God of the heavens and the earth. Everything. Nothing falls short of Him. He's God of everything. Okay? And only my God has declared. And He is that God. To the point, y'all remember the first thing He did in 10 Commandments is, first thing He did, don't put no other gods before me. He already knew the propensity of who we are as human beings and what we would do. We could put stuff in front of God. I'm telling y'all now, deal with that. Catch yourself where you are in 2025. Nothing is greater than God. And when we start putting stuff in front of God, you... I gotta move on. I wasn't supposed to stay here. Listen, trusting Christ and Him alone. Acts 16:31. We'll back that one up. But here now, number three, justifying faith. Number three, justifying faith is the believer's reliance on the facts that God has declared him righteous. I am not righteous because I dress up. I can dress up anything to look like something it ain't. Let me say that again. I can dress up anything to make it look like something it ain't. I know that's not good English, but you understand what I'm trying to say. In other words, it's not about dressing it up to make you righteous. It's about believing and operating in faith with who you are, which makes you justified. I now can walk with my head up, although I had a guilty plea. But my adversary, my lawyer, my advocate on my behalf, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh yeah, He's bigger than Morgan and Morgan. Yeah, this is size does matter. He's bigger than them. So because of that, He stood in the gap for me, and He said He read to the people and the court, and He said, "I stood and came, and we received all of the detriments and all of the penalties that would have been levied against my son had been taken at Calvary." And He said, "I was the only one with the dunamis power to do that." And because I have now elected freely, free will, I've elected to save my sons and my daughters from the corruption that exists in the earth. I have now given them the grace of salvation. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. I can walk justified to be saved because of what Jesus did at Calvary. Y'all gotta understand faith. This is just another level of faith. That's number three. Justifying faith. Right? So we've gone through three. You got to get all of these down because they're all necessary, but you need to know the difference. What's happening is people been saying it and not understanding which one they're walking in because they're not clear on how it operates. And the Lord said, teach. I'm telling y'all, I got a word from God. Teach the people the basic fundamental foundations of what my word said so that they can walk in power. You don't need no... This ain't got to be all deep. He said, bring the simplicity of my word out to the people. He said, it's the deepness stuff that's been getting them all confused. Tell you, this is simple. He said, I got instructions on how to live. I said, well, what are they? He said, the just shall live by faith. How do we do that? He said, explain it. Give them my own layout of faith and what it is and why I justify it so they understand to get in it. I said, okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. He said, you know, I don't know about you, but it happened to me. Because I didn't believe I was just. Because guess what I got? That all of y'all got? I got memory. Okay, my memory got 8-track, cassettes, DVD, MP3, albums. Right? I got some vinyls, you know, so I'm, because that's how old I am. All of them exist in my life, right? Y'all just got a hard drive, some of the new young people, right? But I got all of them in my life. So guess what happened? So I could be walking somewhere, all of a sudden, boy, I'm going to give y'all a perfect one. I'm in the car, and I turn the radio on, and an old song come on from when I was 16. And it took me right back to where I was at that time. I remembered that song. And it wasn't necessarily a pleasant place. Took me right back there, called a memory. So I just want to share with you. So we have to be careful of allowing our memory, because you all have one. But to take control, this is the fight between the spirit and the flesh every day. Because my flesh will take me back because I got a memory. But then I got to realize, well, that's not who I am today. But because I'm who I am today, I walked out of that. God, thank you for delivering me out of that. God, thank you for having your hand upon my life. God, thank you. I'm going to go a step further. I'm telling you, there's some people that at that time I didn't necessarily treat right. Or do right. But by faith, to be justified, God, I can't even go back. I didn't even know where they are. But because I've repented, that I've been forgiven. Can we be real? Can I be real in this house? Because I'm talking about faith in God. I'm talking about these are the things that are hindering our lives. And I'm telling you to people, God, I need you to step outside the box. Okay? Step outside the box and understand. So this justifying faith, so doctoral faith, saving faith, justifying. Y'all need to get these down. That's why I wrote them down, because I needed everybody to get them. Okay? Please, please get these and study these. And then number four. Here we go. Number four. Indwelling faith. The indwelling faith is the trusting God's word in and through, in us and through us. Okay? In other words, I now have to trust what God said in his word, W-O-R-D. By the way, the Bible tells me in John that the word was in the beginning, and the word was God, and the word was with God. So if all of that is true, and then the word became flesh, then the word we're talking about is Jesus. Jesus is the word, and I need the, this is why it's so important that I get to know Jesus. Even for me to get to the Father, I have to go through Jesus. I can't get there any other way. There is no circumventing. Oh, I'm going to tell you, so I happen to be the lead here at Harvest, right? And there's some people sometimes that try to circumvent situations. So instead of going through the proper channels, they skip the channels and they try to come straight to me. Well, I have learned over the years, that's not healthy. Because it's excluding the other people, particularly the person that may be in charge, the supervisor over them, and now is being negated and neglected to be a part of the answer, because the first thing I did, really, or, you know, I've done it, but I don't know the rest of the story. You know, Paul Harvey, and now you have the rest of the story. You got to have the whole story, okay? But people will bring you what they want. I'm going to help you out here, so you're not worried about people. The enemy will bring you what he wants you to hear. But if you don't have the whole story, you can misjudge this thing. So listen, indwelling faith is trusting God's word in us and through us. And that this is so important because I believe God's word. So I'm crazy enough that if God says it, I do it. Right? This is crazy. I got candidly arrested. This really happened. This happened over 30 years ago. So I had moved here to Delaware, and in a year, God was doing some marvelous, miraculous things in my life. He just teaching me, because the pastor that I was under was such an anointed pastor with the word of God, and he was a teacher, and he was teaching people, and the church was growing with leaps and bounds, and then the group, and Ken was a part of the group then, praise and worship group, and in the group, somebody said something. There was like something, we had had an event, a dinner or something, but they said, oh, don't tell Ray. And I was like, why wouldn't they tell me? They said, if you tell him, he'll do it. You know, it was like, so in other words, so the people had recognized the gift on my life already. They knew that this guy believed God by faith and would do what he said. Now, there should be no problem with us encouraging one another to do what God said.
Amen.
But the problem is, some of us lack the faith to do it, so we don't have no problem trying to hinder
someone else.
That's right.
So why tell y'all? Don't you stand in the way of a brother or sister. Don't you put your lips on them to keep them from getting the way they're supposed to go. If you can't encourage them, say nothing. If you can't help push them forward, do nothing. Because God will honor you of encouraging and pushing them forward. But tearing them down, you become just like the accuser of the brother. Okay? You're no different. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be a part of that camp. He ain't come to bring no salvation to me. He didn't justify me. So I'm not participating with him. Amen? So number four was indwelling faith. Now here we go. Five. Daily faith. This is important. He said, here's daily faith. This is the day-to-day dependency on God, which is part of the sanctification process. So we're getting to some. I talked to you about justification. Now I'm mentioning sanctification. They all related into salvation, right? So I need sanctification, and really just a simple part. What is sanctification? It's a setting apart. Okay, it sets me apart because clearly in his word, he said, whosoever will. So the whosoever will are the people that chose to follow God. And whosoever will has the opportunity to walk in salvation and justification under God's word through his grace. Grace is unmerited favor, by the way. Grace isn't because you deserved it. Not one of us in here, according to scripture, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Not one. All. So I can't. Oh, I'm pastor. I can't stick my nose up in the air and say that I'm excused. I'm not. But God's grace is sufficient for me. It covered me and you. So, y'all, we need it. But I need daily faith and daily dependency. On God, which is part of the sanctification process. And remember, I thank you for adding that in there.
Oh, I was going to go back to it.
Sanctification process. Did y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
All of this is a process. All of you, anybody think this is magical? Oof, rub on a genie jar and get 3 wishes. That's not how this works. Okay. Every day. Let me say it again. Every day, I get up. I got to now have this flesh fight against the spirit and choose. I got to be directed to choose the spirit as opposed to my flesh. Every day. Not some days. Every day. Every day. Oh. I've been to places and came from places I don't want to go back to. But I'd had my mind wake up and tell me, why don't you go back here? Just do this one more time. I said, oh, no. Y'all won't tell yourself. Right? I'm telling me that. Right? And then they say, I already know that's death and destruction. One more is all it'll take. To take you out. Right? One more. Tell me he ain't a liar. And he made it sound good. He actually made it sound good. Oh my goodness. Are you kidding me? Really? Really? So daily faith is important. So not only do I have to have faith for tomorrow, but I'm going to have faith today. Today, now faith is. So I got to operate in the now faith as well, consistently. Yet I know faith in some instances is so far off. Not yet. So this is where we miss it, because we think everything in faith is pushed away and futuristic. It's not. That's why he had to put the now there. Now faith is the crucial piece, because what you believe now will have an effect on tomorrow, but it also has an effect on right now. The present, the moment I believe, is the moment of change. So the moment I believe is the moment justification sets in. The moment I believe is the moment sanctification is starting to process. So it's the moment. There is no putting this off. And then I got to take it to my favorite one. Number six is the gift of faith. Okay, this is something I cherish. I happen to have this one as well. Everybody don't have this, but you got to cherish it. Okay, you can get it. The gift of faith. It's a special ability of faith resulting in a vision of what God can do. And faith is, the means by which it can be achieved. In other words, the vision you see and the vision you see, the way that it comes to pass is by the bridge. So faith is a bridge. According to Scripture, the Bible says, as it is in heaven, so shall it be on the earth. I got to tell you something. I believe this with all my heart. So what I've discovered is once I can see it, I can have it. So now faith is substance. So the moment I get the substance of that, I can see it. This is not no name and claim it. Please don't get this confused. I'm talking about seeing through the eyes of God about what God said. Not what I want, about what God said. In his word, he called me a royal priesthood, a holy people. He said, you're peculiar. Oh, it's something different. I get that. I said, I get it. I receive it. So I don't want to be like everybody else. Listen, and the power with God to get the answer. I need y'all to know something. So back to the power, the dunamis power. So all this is connected I gave y'all the six different versions of faith that need to be operating in your life so that you can get it to stay connected to the power of God, so the power of God can be operative in your life to produce what it is he wants to produce in you. I got to tell you something. He's very significant and particular about what he's doing. Otherwise, your fingerprint would match mine. Your DNA chain would match mine. It doesn't. There's some similarities, but that's it. That's right, Dave. Dave said, go ahead. You got it. That's right. That's right, Dave. You got it. So none of us, each of us, uniquely, individually, created in the image of God. So let me help everybody here. So by faith, we all know in part. But when we connect together, glory to God. Come here, Pastor Bruce. Come here, Pastor Rob. Come here. I need y'all to see something. Y'all not get this here. Y'all need to get this. Come on, come down here. Come on. Y'all need to see this. We all know in part. So there's a part that God has now invested in me. Now, here's the great part. I'm these guys' pastor. Right? That doesn't make me greater than them or better than them. Well, guess what happened with what God has done with us? Guess what he's done? Come on. So he connected us up. And he said, we all know in part. So this guy over here to the right of me got some special abilities to do something in another area that's not mine. It's his. I push it. Okay, this guy on the left of me, he got some special powers and anointing on his life that are not mine. But together, we all of that. You see that? So here, this is where the church, and I said, by faith, we grasp this thing, and what he's doing is uniting our hearts and our minds to understand this gets me to the power of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. My God. He said, why? We all know in part. But he said to the church, this is why I'm going to tell the people, I thank God that we have, I know it's going to snow today, right? And you got to stay home, right? But I want to tell you something. You know why it's so important to get into the presence of God? Because here is where you connect with the people. Okay, sitting in your living room, all you're connecting with is the TV. Okay, the TV don't have no life. It can't show you the picture and the scriptures and you can get all that, but you're forsaking the assembly of the body of Christ, the presence where God wants us. So I'm sharing with you, don't make it a habit. You know, use it when you have to, but get into the presence of God. Get here at the service, 1101 Delaware Street, because this is where God's presence is. God wants us together. God needs us together. Okay? But he's also providing ways that we don't have to miss out. Okay, but I'm sharing, don't just keep having it one way. This is important. And so today, the word today, is God has given us instructions on how to live. And he said, the just shall live by faith. And it is the faith of God. And I've given you six different versions of faith. But I want to hear it. It is the faith in God and in his word. Now, I need all of them. I need daily faith. I need I got them all written down. Let me give us some stuff. Listen, I need doctrinal faith. I need saving faith. I need justifying faith. I need dwelling faith. I need daily faith. And then I need the gift of faith to operate every day and believe God for what he said and what he's doing. And I want to encourage all of you. Guys, I don't know about you, but I'm looking for a different 2025. Hey, I got some people with me. Standing on that one, different 2025. All right, good. I got the house saying, yes, we want this. Then I got to tell you, I got to wait and know how we can make a difference. Guess how we can make a difference? By faith. Y'all got it. We can make a difference by faith. We got to stop trusting in our stuff, ourselves. We got to stop trusting in our job. We got to stop trusting in boo-boo. We got to stop trusting in... We got to stop trusting in our money. We got to stop trusting in. We got put my trust in God, Christ. For under the power of Christ, they said, Christ is not his last name. By the way, y'all know that y'all thought his name was Jesus Christ. His last name was Christ. No, that is not his last name. That is his name, Jesus Christ. What it means is the anointed one. Okay, that's so. I just want you to know that we need to keep the anointed one at the forefront. This is where we are. So if you want your life to be different this year, I got to tell you, you're going to need the power of Christ operating in your life. Now, I need you to know something. If his dunamis power, it has the power to blow up anything that gets in its way. Let me say that again over here. It has the power to blow up anything that gets in its way without blowing you up. How about that? That's power. Because it's operating and functioning on your behalf. Somebody shout hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. That got me making you feel good now. Oh, I got it. Thank you, Lord. That we got the power that is in Christ Jesus. And now we got to utilize it. And the only way I can utilize it is by faith. Because the power is in the Word. The Word is Jesus Christ. I need Jesus in me. Y'all get it? Y'all got it? All right, we're going to have a different 2025. It's going to be blessed. Why? Because he's now, we just got some knowledge and education simplified to help us walk in tomorrow. Amen. Let's give the Lord a round of applause. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I'm done. I ain't got to make more out of the message than I need to. I need to do what I came to do. Somebody said, well, you know, it ain't 12 o'clock yet. So what? Yep. All I needed to do was what he said do and give that out. And I got that out of my heart. I got that off my spirit. I am comfortable. I feel good. And I'm grateful for what God has done. God did it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's it. That's how I feel. Thank you,
giving things to work. It keeps saying, I've tried it three times. Jones just tried it. It keeps declining.
Why does faith so
with the text.
So I want to encourage all of you, more than anything, make your new home. So there's a scripture in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. It says, asking the Lord to grant you the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and knowledge of him.
He said Ephesians 1.
Listen to what I just said. Grant you the spirit of wisdom.
He says Ephesians 1:19.
And revelation of him. Who's the him?
Jesus! Jesus!
The revelation of him in your life. That's not it. Giving the faith necessary to operate in tomorrow. Okay, but it only comes through him. This is where we need to be at, family. I'm convinced of it. You can't go wrong there. Okay? You can't go wrong at that place. Let's give the Lord one more round of applause for his goodness. Glory to God. But we're going to get ready for our tithes and offering. We'll get out of here before the snow comes.
Shucks, I need no chips with me.
We'll be home safely.
So it still didn't work.
Nope. So you get your tithes and offering.
Okay, thank you.
And if you're on the screen watching us, they're bringing it up with the QR code and showing it on the screen.